Welcome to the Swimming Ideas Podcast number 22. Today's topic is Level 2, Day 4, Alternate Lesson Plan, and we're going to walk you through it, why we do the steps we do in that Level 2, Day 4 lesson plan. My name is Jeff. I'll be your host for today. Let's get started. As I said, today we are going to be talking about Level 2, Day 4. And a good question to ask is, why are we starting at Day 4? Now, I chose this one because it's kind of all-inclusive of the alternate lesson plans, and it kind of touches on every facet of it, and it gives you a good overview. Whereas just day one is more of an introduction to the concept of what we're doing with these alternate lesson plans. So I wanted to kind of give you a broader view of it so you can see why each step is where it is. Now, you can get these lesson plans. The only way you can get this is through the Swim Lesson Starter Kit, which is $17.99 on our website, swimminglessonsideas.com. Or you can get this and you can edit it and you can remove the swimminglessonsideas.com branding when you get the Swim Lesson Ideas Complete Lesson Package. Now, that gives you the Adobe Illustrator files, it gives you the PDFs and the JPEGs of all the lesson plans. At this point, we have 34 different lesson plans for your program, which is broken up into different groups and levels, and that includes Swim America. So they're organized very nicely so you don't get overwhelmed, but there are a lot of them in that package. Now, there's also the 11 visual swim skill sheets, which you can also get as part of this starter package, the starter kit, or you can get the editable Adobe Illustrator documents in the Swim Lesson Complete package. So that's where you can get these, $17.99 for the starter kit and $140 for the complete package. So let's get right into Level 2, Day 4. Now, by Level 2, I mean those swimmers that are able to put their face in the water and can generally comfortably do something short on their own. So what I mean by that is that they can put their face in the water and they can push off a short distance on their own. And we break them up into this way because for level two, they need to be able to go underwater. And our level one is completely designed around getting our swimmers to be comfortable being supported, but most importantly, going underwater on their own. So they need to have the people in this class need to have at least a minimum of being able to go underwater. And if they can do that, then we can do everything else. So here are some things that you're going to need for these alternate lessons. You're going to need a zero depth pool. Or if you don't have a zero depth pool, you're going to need two platforms or two benches. Now, this is important because of the format with which we do most of these skills. We're going to do a high volume of repetition. So they're going to be doing, let's say, streamline 5 times on their own. So they're going to go from one bench to the other and then back to the original bench, and that's 2. So each time they go from a bench to a bench, that's 1 action. That's 1 item of completion. If you don't have benches, and you don't have a zero depth pool, then you're going to need to do this in a place where everybody can stand. And you're going to have clear designated places. Okay, my swimmer's going to be, you're going to start here and you're going to finish here every time. And then you're going to go back and forth in that space without deviating from it. So whatever you can use to make sure that they're in a smaller location. If you have a zero depth pool, again, you want to do it in water that is up to their waist. And they're going to go from a clear designated starting position to a clear designated stopping position. And whether you want to do that with a chair or a float or some sort of item in the pool or a landmark in the pool or a line on the bottom, you know, it's up to you, but it should be about 2 to 3 body lengths max for your participants. So if you have 2 benches, and I'm going to assume that you have benches for the rest of this podcast, but if you have 2 benches, you're going to want to place those benches facing each other. So if you listen to podcast number 7, teaching platforms for pools, you will have access to our outline, which is a three-sided platform. So there's like walls on three sides, and then the one side is open. So you want those open sides facing each other. And this is because they're going to be going back and forth on those benches. And the distance of those benches should be about 2 body lengths or 3 body lengths based on the ability of your swimmers and the height of your swimmers. Okay, so you have your place set up. You have your benches facing each other. And we're going to take a look at step number 1. And you can see a JPEG of this worksheet on our show notes. And this is a giveaway for this show, which is found, this lesson plan is found in the Swim Lesson Starter Kit, and the including the Adobe Illustrator file is found in the complete lesson package. So you have 2 options here on how you want to get your lesson plans, and they're available for you on our website. So number 1, lesson 2, level 2, day 4, this is the alternate swim lesson plan. This is number 1. So before, okay, again, I know I keep stopping here, but I created these lesson plans off of a class I ran for our program that was a 4-week program. It was 2 days a week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and it ran for 4 weeks, so there were 8 classes. And each week, I followed a lesson plan, and I repeated that lesson plan both days. So Tuesday and Wednesday had the same plan, and we followed the same plan. And our goal, our 100% goal here, was to get these swimmers ready for our swim team. Now, unfortunately, most of them weren't quite close enough to begin with, so they improved significantly as a result of following these 8 days or these 4 lesson plans, but they weren't quite ready. And I imagine if we did another 4 weeks, they'd be totally ready for the swim team. So, and we could just repeat the whole program verbatim, and they would have improved. So that's kind of where this comes from, is this is a class that I ran with the intent of following these lesson plans, and it was extremely successful. And I'm making them available to you through the Swim Lesson Starter Package and the Complete Lesson Program. So if you're interested in this or you like it, this is a good tool that you'll find in those packages. So number 1, on-deck practice. And remember, this is day 4, so this is the last week. And we slowly progress up to this with instruction. This is the final day, and it takes about 3 to 5 minutes to do completely. So you might want to start a little bit before your class if you're short on time. So on-deck practice. So while standing on the deck, and I use a whiteboard and a dry erase marker to write this out exactly as you see it in this lesson plan, we do 10 lazy puppets into soldier. So a lazy puppet is when you dangle your body like you're a puppet whose strings are not being pulled. So you're kind of like slack. And then pretend like someone is pulling on your strings and stand up straight into soldier position. Hands by your side, shoulders back, chin pressed into your spine. And do that 10 times. And the key here for everything is to go slowly. We don't want to have our participants rushing through this, because the faster and crazier they go, the less productive it's going to be. So number 1, first step, 10 lazy puppets into soldier. Number 2, after they've done that, and you'll notice a clear progression here. Number 1, 10 lazy puppets into soldier. Number 2, 10 soldiers into streamline. So back straight, hands by your side, shoulders back, chin back. And the only thing you need to move are your arms. And then bring your hands above your head. Get into streamline. And you can do the 3 things for streamline at this point. Lock your thumb, squeeze your ears, look straight ahead, or look down. So 10 lazy puppets into soldier, 10 soldiers into streamline, and then number 3, 10 streamlines into position 11. And again, this is very simple. It's a clear progression. Lazy puppet, soldier, feeling the difference between floppy spine and straight spine. Soldier into position 11. Now we're maintaining our body core. And then continuing from position 11, or I'm sorry, from streamline into position 11, it's a small change in the hands, but it's really getting them to feel the difference between the two motions. And that's important because when we push off the wall, we want to push off in streamline, not in position 11. Okay, and then, so lazy puppets to soldier, soldier to streamline to position 11. And then we do 10 position 11s with freestyle strokes. So start in position 11, do a single arm stroke of your right arm, return to position 11. Do the left arm stroke, return to position 11. So it's position 11 each time, and then a single freestyle arm stroke alternating arms. So position 11, do the right arm. Position 11, do the left arm. And the other hand that's not moving stays above your head. Now we want to do this because we want to encourage our participants to travel through position 11 with each arm stroke. And you might argue against it because it's catch-up drill. Oh my gosh. My experience with beginning swimmers is that it's better to have a catch-up stroke than to have the hands by the hips stroke. Now, when the hands are by the hips, it encourages doggy paddle. It encourages scissor kicks. It encourages poor swimming. It's easier to train high volume, high speed swimming with catch-up stroke instead of the opposite. All right, so that's why we do this. And then, okay, so we have 10 lazy pups to soldier, soldier to streamline to position 11, position 11 to freestyle. And then we do the same thing, position 11 to backstroke. And then the last one, or the second to last one, is streamline 10 times, streamline to I-11Y, eat and reach. So position 11 is 11, so streamline, position 11, Y, hands on your face, bend your elbows, and reach. And there are pictures on the back of this one, so you can see it. Actually, if you want to look at your show notes right now, if you look into the back page on page 2, there's a picture of position 11, position Y, and position eat. So you get an idea of what we're looking for when we do those drills. And then we do 10 streamlines with butterfly arms. And this is the first day we're introducing fly arms. So the arms go straight down, and we point our thumbs forward and make a snow angel up above our head and clap the back of our hands above our head. And the goal here is to go slowly and to keep your elbow straight. So bring your hands straight down, thumbs forward, and bring your hands above your head, keeping your arms straight. And we want to go slowly and do this with them. So number one on the lesson plan is about 3 to 5 minutes and work. And generally at this point, they've gone through all this with your help already, so they can do it all on their own. And once they get to the butterfly portion or the 11Y eat and reach, then you can step in and demonstrate and have them do it with you. And we do this because repetition, it's all about classical conditioning. The more you do it, the more you are exposed to it, the more likely you're going to do it in the water. You're going to do what you practice, basically. So number one is the on-deck practice. Number two, and this is always the same for every day, is 5 streamlines. So before you begin, so get in the water, go underwater a few times, and then right away you have 5 streamlines. Before we start, what are the 3 things for streamline, and have them tell you? Look down, lock your thumb, squeeze your ears. So have them do their 5 streamlines from bench to bench. So they go bench to bench on their own. And if you have a 4-person or a 3-person class, this is fantastic. If you have a 5-person class, you might need 4 benches. So 3 people on one set of 2 and 2 people on another set. So they have enough room to go back and forth continuously. And while they're doing this, whenever they stop, you want to give them some sort of feedback. Hey, good job. Next time, put your face down. Hey, well done with your kicks, but you got to lock your thumb. Oh, you locked your thumb, but you didn't squeeze your ears. You know, you always want to be hitting those 3 items. Look down, squeeze your ears, and lock your thumb. But you also want to be reinforcing, okay, kick your feet. Keep your body straight. When you do your streamline, start gently on the surface. Don't jump up in the air and then fall underwater, because that's not streamline. That's jumping and falling. You know, gently start on the surface. Get in streamline, lean forward, and then push off gently on the surface with kicks. So, and you want to be reinforcing that each time they stop one of their attempts at doing a streamline. And if you need to, you can demonstrate what it should look like and start over or be more specific. So number one, on deck practice. Number two, streamlines. Number three, back glides. Now, these are very similar to back streamlines. Streamlines are on your belly with your face down. Backglides are a little different because we're not going to put our hands above our head. And that's because for beginners, it's a lot more difficult to go on your back, upside down, pushing backwards, and put your hand above your head. It's just way too much. It's an overload for our younger swimmers. So instead, we're not going to do a streamline on our back until we get more advanced. We're going to do back glides with our hands by our side. And we want to do that because it's much easier for beginners to do this type of glide than it is with their hand above their head. What happens with the hands above the head is they'll start tucking their chin, they'll start arching their body in a U position, and then they're not going to go anywhere. So we want this back glide, hands by your side. And we use the script, stand up straight, turn away from where you're going, or turn away from me, put your shoulders in the water, tilt your head back, and push off gently. And you want to do your glide in soldier position. And what we're looking for here is both the beginning, so pushing off gently on the surface, and this is to avoid going up and then sinking immediately. So we want to look for, each time they complete it, they're going to do five of these. Their belly is at the surface, their feet are kicking, their spine is mostly straight, their chin is very slightly tucked. Now it's not touching the chest, and it's not reaching away from the chest like you're arching backwards looking behind you. No, it's just slightly tucked down so you can see the air just above your feet. And when they get close to where they're going, we encourage them to put their hand next to their ear, their arm next to their ear, and reach for the bench. So they may not know, but you can help them out with that. And we do these backglides because we're focusing on this program on freestyle and backstroke. Number four, so we've done streamlines on our belly, backglides on our back. And number four is streamline with five strokes of freestyle and then one breath. So we're going to do this again on bench to bench. And these are specific tasks with explicit goals that increase in difficulty. So it may seem like on a conceptual point that this is kind of routine and basic, but when you're in the water following this lesson plan, it flows very nicely one step into the other. And then you can inject your personality and games into here to break it up. Really, we didn't really play any games until the end because it went so quickly. It was just, here's your next task, here's your next task. Okay, good job, you completed it, here's your next task. Okay, and then we're done. So it went really quickly. And it was difficult to get everything in, actually, in the 30 minutes. So even though it seems very basic. So number four is streamline with five strokes in one breath. Do this at the same location. So you're going to streamline halfway. So we've already done streamline from one bench to the other. Now we might need to separate the benches a little bit to give them a little room for their backstroke or for their streamline and their strokes. So we're going to have to move the benches just a little bit apart. And we're going to say streamline halfway or streamline a specific way. And if you can put a landmark on the bottom of the pool at each side from each bench, that's really good. If not, just say streamline a little ways and then do your five strokes to get you the rest of the way. And there's a double reason for this. Number one is a practical reason. So we can't have them streamline the whole way because then they're not going to do their five strokes. We want to artificially shorten their streamline just a little bit. So have it, but still have it be an integral part of the action. So streamline first. When you get to this position, start doing your arm strokes. And while you're doing your arm strokes, you need to take at least one breath. That's a must. And when you breathe, because we've practiced this the 3 weeks prior, turn your head to the side and then point your face straight back down underwater. And what we're looking for here is, again, the repetition of turning your head to the side and then putting it straight back down underwater again. We're not as concerned with whether or not they're actually taking a breath unless it leads to a doggy paddle and they're panting for air. So, and then in which case we can shorten the distance because we don't want them to worry about breathing right now. We just want them to get used to turning their head to the side and looking down after turning it to the side as a part of an arm stroke. Which is not an easy thing to do. So that's why we repeat it five times here. They do their streamline short distance. So there's the practical reason. You know, they got to shorten the streamline so they can get the five strokes in. The second reason we say that, you know, only go halfway, is because we want them to start thinking about their arm strokes as being able to move them in the water. So up until now, it's their streamline that makes them move. It's their jump off the wall that makes them move. It's the push that we give them that gets them from point A to point B. We want to start teaching them, and this is a very subtle way of doing it, that their streamline's only going to get you so far. What's going to get you the rest of the way are the arm strokes and the kicks you do while keeping your body straight. That's what's going to make you move. And it's a, and when we say, you know, halfway do your streamline, halfway do your strokes, it's not explicitly saying it, but it's very clearly, you know, your strokes are going to get you the second half. So that's something important to think of and something to consider when you are coming up with your own programs and coming up with your own lesson plans. All right, number five, breaths to the side. So this is, we're going to stand on the bench. We're going to stand in waist deep water. So if you have an opportunity to do this without a bench, fantastic. And you want to be standing. It's really important here that your feet remain planted on the ground. A lot of times our swimmers are going to want to like float on the surface because they think they can do it better or faster or with less effort. It actually defeats the purpose if they do. So what we want to make sure is that they stay on the surface or stay standing and they bend at the waist. So their back and their torso is largely going to be remain out of the water. And we're just going to put our face in the water. So just the space at the front of your head, your eyes, your nose, your lips, and your chin, not your ears. And put that straight down and then turn your head to the side and put your ear and the side of your face in the water. And you want to do it slowly and you want to do it often. So we're doing 10 to each side. Turn your head to the side to breathe. Put your face down and blow some bubbles. And you want to be clear, and you can kind of hold your hands, your fingers up to your face and show them, you know, here's what I want your face to look like. Just your face in the water pointing straight down. And then keep your hands in the same place and turn your head. And now I want you to just put your cheek in the water and your ear in the water when you turn your head to the side. And you might need to physically manipulate their head while you do this with them, or demonstrate clearly what you're looking for. But it's important because when they start swimming with the five strokes, one breath, then they're going to know, oh, this is what we're talking about. We're putting our face in the water, then we're putting our cheek in the water. So it's not, we're not lifting our whole head out of the water to breathe like some people initially do. We're just turning our head to the side. So we have these breaths to the side, and these are an excellent way to, these start from the beginning and they're in the same place. They're in this day four because we want to keep that repetition going. So we did our five strokes with one breath to the side previous to this because we've done it already throughout the program. So in day one, day two, and day three. All right, let's move on to number six, streamline with seven strokes and two breaths. This is a variation on the five strokes, one breath. And we put this in here for day four because we need to start progressing to longer distances. So we add strokes and we add breaths. I'm not going to go too much in detail with this because it's on the lesson plan. Any specific things like remain kicking the whole time, do all three things for streamline, turn your head to the side, don't lift it, look down after each breath. That's all in the lesson plan. And we went through in depth here on the five strokes, one breath. Number seven is backglide and swim backstroke. Again, this follows the same idea as the five strokes, streamline plus five strokes and one breath. You want to do the backglide for a certain amount of time, and then you want to do the strokes for a certain amount of time. And because we want them to get the idea that if I keep my body in a backglide position, move my arms, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to start moving. And that's what we're working for. And when they're doing this five times, you want to be giving them feedback based on backstroke. Keep your arms straight. Your thumb should come out of the water first if you care about that at this point. Your body shouldn't be moving as much, no wiggling while you're swimming. Instead, rotate your hips to move your arms. Keep your ears in the water. Don't move your head back and forth. Keep it still. You know, focus on these things while you're working on your backstroke. Number eight is the distance swim, the distance kick and swim. And this is in there every day because our beginner swimmers are not very strong endurance usually. So we use a kickboard, we use floats to help them out and let them swim long distance. So we're going to do a 50 freestyle kick with a floating assist, either a kickboard, a barbell, or a noodle. And then we're going to do one length of backstroke kick without a floating assist, so in back glide position. And you might need to be there to help them out with this. But if they can keep their body straight, they can generally do this very easily. When we return, we're going to use a noodle, hold it in position 11, and they're going to do streamline, three strokes, one breath. And then stop, give them feedback, and then streamline, five strokes, two breaths, and then seven strokes, three breaths. And each time they complete that, then start over the cycle. So after seven strokes and three breaths, revert back to three strokes and one breath, and then five strokes and two breaths, and then seven strokes and three breaths, until they get to the end of the length. And this is, we're getting them to the far end. We're giving an opportunity to stop. They have a float so they can feel what it's like. And they'll be able to get feedback from you. But most importantly, they'll learn that kicking and keeping their body straight and moving their arms is what makes them move forward. So we have that on there every day. And it progresses a little more difficult each day of the alternate lesson plan. Number 9 is streamline plus 2 11Y eat and reaches. Now this is really important because it's a little bit different. And I go into this a little bit with the short distance cheat sheet. And our short distance skill work, and that's podcast number 3 when I talk about the short distance skill work. And this is different because we're not actually making ourselves move with 11Y eat and reach. We're just getting the arm motion. The movement of the arms is what we're working on. So the streamline is the same. That's what's going to make you move. And then while you're floating or while you're still moving from your streamline, do 2 11Y eat and reaches. And the real big thing here is the scoop or the reach and the eat does not make the person move. There's no pulling. The eat going from a Y to the hand covering the mouth, it's like in a scooping motion, does not make the person move. Okay, that's really important. When we do this, it's more of a floating kind of like a choreography like we do on the deck. It's on your stomach, on your belly. Just show me the motion of 11Y eat and reach. Don't try to swim. So you want to make the distance short enough, or you want to be there to support them and send them back to the original bench so they don't have to feel like they have to get to the other side by doing this. It's a really big distinction that we need to make clear for just breaststroke arms. And that's why we do this here. And it's this skill... This technique is amazing, so it's worth putting here. It's worth deviating from the norm because it's so useful. All right, so number 10, do jumps or play a game. Jumps are my favorite because they allow for a lot of creativity. Games are good if you've already established them as some games to play, and I list them out there for what you can use. Number 12, we do flips. So do 5 flips on your own, then do 5 flips as close to the wall as you can, and then do 5 flips where you paint the wall, the wall with your feet. So your toes paint the wall like you're painting a fence. And then you do 5 times where you flip, land 2 feet on the wall, and land in a seated position. And there's actually a picture of that on day 3, so you can see what that looks like. This is a repetition. And then you can flip first and then streamline on your back. So this is a quick flip turn progression. And then we just introduce that because it's fun. And then because today is the last day or the last week, we do the swim team test, which is one length of freestyle and one length of backstroke. And we're looking for certain things, no lifting your head up, no giant kicks, quality swimming, what we determine as freestyle, they should do for one length. And hopefully, through our repetition, through our progressions here, through our emphasis on keeping your body straight and turning your head to the side and then turning it back down immediately. When they attempt this on their own, this isn't the only time they're getting tested, but because we're doing this twice. And then we do a formal tryout afterwards. But they know what to expect when they go to a tryout. So we incorporate that into the lesson plan. Now, these lesson plans are available for you on our website, swimminglessonsideas.com. You can get the PDF and the JPEGs of these lesson plans in the Swim Lesson Starter Kit. So you can print them out, use them as much as you want, laminate them, which is what we do, and bring them in the water with you. You can even post these on the walls. You can use them and you can blow them up and put them on as poster boards. You know, there's a whole bunch of things you can do with this. But you also get these visual skill sheets that include some of the pictures that are on this lesson plan. You can also get this in the SLI, which is Swim Lessons and Ideas Complete Lesson Package. It's $140 on our website. And inside that package, it's a fantastic collection of items because it's all the lesson plans. It's everything, all the visual swim skill sheets. You get the swim instructor training workbook. You get the Minnows Bank, which is the full list of all of the skills we use in our swim team, broken out into a spreadsheet that you can mix and match and use as you want. It's separated by warm-up, by short distance, by long distance. It's a fantastic tool. And it's based on the Trello website, and I did a post on this recently that you might be seeing in your email. And so the complete lesson package has everything, but what it really has, what is beneficial for you, is that it includes the Adobe Illustrator files. And on those files, you can change the name of these things. If you have different words that you use or verbiage, you can change how you do the lesson plans because you can edit the documents directly. And so if you want to take swimminglessonsideas.com off of these sheets and put Jeff's awesome swim program on them, you can. And that's what it's there for. And that's why the cost is what it is, because you are basically editing out our brand and our name, which, you know, I know sometimes that for our program, we're not going to put Swim Lesson Ideas probably on our program because we're associated with a different facility. So, and you know, we do have our skill sheets do have Swim Lessons Ideas on them. Our lesson plans do, but I can see aquatic directors not wanting that. So if you want to put your own brand, you know, Woodvale Aquatic Club, you can, and you can brand that as your own. And that's why it's there for you. So, definitely check that out at swimminglessonsideas.com, and it's the swim lesson program link right at the top of the page there. And I would like to hear from you. What do you think? Have you used this program? Have you used this lesson plan? And what are your thoughts? Send me an email, jswim@swimminglessonsideas.com, or connect with me on Twitter @swimmingideas. Pretty active on both, and I always reply immediately. So let me know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are, what you'd like to see more of, and if you use this Level 2 Day 4 Alternate Lesson Plan and what your thoughts are. I'd like to hear from you. Once again, I would like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I do this for the benefit of swim lessons. You know, I'm passionate about teaching swimming, and I think you are too because you're listening to this podcast. If there's any topics that you'd like to hear about, connect with me on email or Twitter. And thanks again for listening. I appreciate you and the time that you take to connect with me on swim lessons. Let's make some wonderful swim lessons together. Take care.